Egyptian Christians are furious following a church attack. An earthquake rocks Chile, and 22,000 college-age students are in Atlanta for a week of passion. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egyptian Christians are furious at the lack of protection in the wake of a deadly church attack on Saturday. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, is in the thick of it. David Harder says,
"We are really mobilizing our efforts to not only ask for prayers for peace and prayers for the victims, families, and for those who are suffering currently in hospitals, but also trying to get out the message of being a good neighbor."
But emotions are raw. The bombings opened a vein of anger and fear.
This Friday will be the Eastern Christmas. It happens on January 7th. So with this attack that just happened, they're very concerned that there might be more attacks.
The Sat-7 team is responding. Pray for them.
We are broadcasting live shows each day this week where the topic will be about what has happened at these bombings and how people can respond, how Christians should respond. We're broadcasting scriptures.
Meanwhile, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck central Chile Sunday night. It comes not even a year after the devastating 8.8 quake last February, which included a tsunami and killed over 500 people. But this time, Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer has only heard good news.
We partner with local churches, and those churches, as far as we know, have all reported in safely, no deaths, no extensive damage, and we're praising God for that.
The Chilean government reports zero deaths associated with the quake, but it's still reawakening fears.
If they felt those aftershocks, all the memories coming flooding back, and even those that maybe weren't connected to a church but did end up receiving help back in February, today I'm thinking, boy, they're probably primed to come back to church.
Pray for the church to reach out.
I think that's an opportunity for us to be praying that the churches would be working. Even though there's not a physical need, there's a psychological need that's probably been awakened again.
You're listening to Mission Network News. For the first time since the 26-year civil war ended in Sri Lanka, an organization is training Christians in the embattled areas how to lead their churches. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says they just graduated 157 students in their pastoral training program. Dunberg says they'll have an impact on Sri Lanka just like the 450 previous students have had.
Those 450 students have now founded 460 churches, and those 460 churches minister to about 65,000 people every week.
Their goal is to have at least one trained pastor in each of the 32,000 villages in Sri Lanka. Those students are men who miraculously came to Christ.
And they began sharing with people what had happened to them. Suddenly, 50 people meet every week to listen to them. And voila, they are the pastor. They know zilch. And so we take these pastors and we train them in the basics.
Read more at our website. Next, evangelist Sammy Tippett just celebrated 40 years of ministry with family and friends. From the humble beginnings of a walk across America, sharing the gospel and handing out Bibles to a multinational, multilingual outreach, the vision of the outreach has never dimmed. Today, Tippett's team continues to build on that through a partnership with Eternal Concepts. Together, they hope to train a new generation of evangelists and disciple young people. We have more information at our website. And 22,000 college-age students are in Atlanta for the final day of the Passion 2011 conference. Over the last 3 days, they've heard from renowned speakers, worshiped with multiple praise bands, and engaged with ministries including Cure International. Cure's asking students to support surgeries for 50 Ugandan children with hydrocephalus. Pray they can raise the money so kids who'd otherwise be disposed of would be healed and hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Service offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.